expression of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news. The headlines. UPND targets 5 million votes for HH in the August 13th general elections. Tonse Alliance outraged by the unlawful removal of the former president ECL's body from the mortuary. Senegal's former president Macky Sall calls for peace and diplomacy at UN audition. And Copper Princesses through to the next round. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, says it is targeting at least 5 million votes for President Haga Indeyjilema in the upcoming general elections, up from the 2.8 million votes secured in 2021. The party was declared that there is currently no opposition leader in Zambia capable of matching the governance standards it says President Tijilema has set. UPND media team member Cosmas Chileshe says the party remains confident of securing a decisive victory in the next elections. Mr. Chileshe explains that following the death of UPND founder Anderson Mazoka in 2006, President Tijilema assumed the party presidency indefinitely in line with the party's constitution. He notes that the arrangement allowed President Tijilema to serve as party president for an indefinite period, with the provision indicated upon assuming office. Now, BYZ brand ambassador Evans Kazonga Ngoma has urged consumers to take responsibility for waste disposal, saying the initiative promotes accountability and sustainability across the country. Mr. Ngoma has pressed manufacturers in Zambia to unite and implement extended producer responsibility EPR and has explained that factories must handle the waste generated by their production lines. He has described the approach as proactive in cutting waste and encouraging eco-friendly practices and has directed manufacturers to place waste bins in busy areas nationwide, helping consumers dispose of waste responsibly in line with the campaign. Now, some members of the public in Western Province have expressed concern over the increasing number of livestock theft and people being terrorized by junkies. Details in the following report by Passion Chanda.
There has been an increase of incidences of livestock theft in Western Province, as well as reports of criminal gangs such as junkies terrorizing local residents. Contributing on the neighborhood program on One Love Radio in Mongo, some Mongo residents have expressed concern, calling the police to intervene.
Then question number two. I saw a situation
I think that's our last caller. This message says, good morning, Madam Faith and Limpo. My question is why?
Western Province Police Commissioner Ray Hamonga says the police is doing everything possible to bring the perpetrators of stock theft to book. Mr. Hamonga also says stock theft is one of the most common crimes in the province, as most farmers have invested in this business.
Livestock. And when you talk of stock theft here, it's more or less like if you like to liken to maybe northwestern or western northwestern or Copperbelt province, where mining is the major activity. When you talk of like illegal mining in those areas, and as well as when it comes to Western province, when you talk of theft of stock, it's actually the major industry, because the major industry here is livestock. So you find that the theft of stock is rampant because of that that industry, because most of that actually are in here, most of the money is generated through livestock. So you find that theft of stock is actually very rampant here, and we are working on it as police to ensure that these cattle rustlers are put in the right place. And the more so, maybe I just want to take this opportunity to warn them.
Mr. Hamonga also warns the public to stop growing marijuana, stating that the act is illegal. He says the problem of junkies in the area is also worsened by young people abusing substances. Passion Chanda, reporting for One Love Radio News in Mongu, Western Province.
Now, the Tonsi Alliance President Brian Munduvile says he is outraged by the developments confirmed through a court ruling in the Republic of South Africa regarding the unlawful removal of the remains of the former head of state, Edgar Lungu. Mr. Munduvile says the development is a national embarrassment of the highest order, as it is shocking, unacceptable and profoundly disrespectful, not only to the late president but to his family and to the people of Zambia. He says there are values that define us as a nation, which include respect for the dead is one of them, and to violate that principle under any circumstance is to cross a line that should never be crossed in a civilized society. He further says when such a violation is confirmed by a court of law, it demands more than silence, as it demands accountability, and the Tonsi Alliance calls for a full and transparent explanation from the Zambian authorities regarding their role, if any, in this unlawful act, as well as to immediately identify the immediate identification of all individuals and institutions involved. Now, still in local news.
Agriculture News.
In agriculture news, the Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, says Lwapula is a strategic province for tobacco production due to its fertile soils and favorable growing conditions. TBZ Executive Director Robert Mwale states that the board is therefore showcasing at the Lwapula Province Investment Exposition in Mansa under the theme Unlocking Lwapula's Potential Investment Opportunities for Sustainable Economic Growth. Mr. Mwale has explained that the board is pursuing a strategy to boost national tobacco volumes with a strong focus on expanding into non-traditional growing areas to ensure production targets are achieved. He has emphasized that the board places a high premium on tobacco production and remains committed to positioning Zambia as a producer of quality tobacco on the global market.
Lwapula is a strategic province for tobacco production due to its fertile soils and favorable growing conditions. TBZ is implementing a strategy to increase national tobacco volumes with a key focus on expanding into non-traditional tobacco growing areas to ensure production targets are met. The expo is being held in Mansa under the theme Unlocking Lwapula's Potential Investment Opportunities for Sustainable Economic Growth. And so the board places high premium on tobacco production and remains committed to positioning Zambia as a producer of quality tobacco on the global market.
With that, takes us into a short break.